You're listening to Central Time. I'm Jean Purcell.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to a linguist about the many different meanings and uses of the word sorry.
But first, it used to be that if you wanted your voice heard, you distributed leaflets, you stood in the town square and yelled, or if you were lucky in the last couple of years, you had your own radio show.
Some new options, though, now that we're in the digital age, so why not start your own podcast? All it takes is a computer, a microphone, and hopefully something to say.
So for today's Teach Me What You Know segment, we're being joined by Scott Gordon, writer and founder of the Arts Extract podcast. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, you know, for listeners who might not know what a podcast is, let's start by defining our terms first things first. What's a podcast?
Well, basically, it's an audio and sometimes video, basically a file that is, you know, distributed through iTunes or an RSS feed, essentially, or a SoundCloud page. And it's essentially like having your own kind of radio show or something like it, but the format is a lot more free and loose and can kind of be whatever you want it to be.
So how did you first get started doing your own podcast, and what compelled you to do it? I mean, a lot of people talk about this sort of thing, but what made you take that step from, you know what, I'm going to do someday, and actually doing it?
Well, first it was because I just listened to a lot of podcasts and enjoyed them a lot, and I sort of started to realize that it was a format that had a lot of freedom, where, like I said, you can kind of make it whatever you want. And second, as someone who's done a lot of writing and editing, I wanted a chance to talk about the kinds of things I was covering in a little bit more of a loose conversational format, and podcasts are really great for that because you can have a conversation and you can get a little more spontaneity and maybe a little more humor and have a little more fun with it. Whereas, you know, writing can sometimes be a little more of a cramped headspace kind of ordeal.
So it's different than a blog in that regard.
Sure. You know, or, you know, in our case, in a lot of other people's cases, it can be paired with a blog or some other bigger, you know, package of media stuff that you're doing or a publication.
So let's say there's somebody out there listening right now and they've got a topic, you know, fishing or arts or whatever it might be. They want to start their own podcast. Let's start with the practical part of it first. In terms of gear, what do you need to get yourself set up?
Well, I think having a pretty simple audio editing software is a good place to start. If you have GarageBand on your Mac, that's a good place to start. Although the more recent versions of it don't have quite as much support for podcasts, but it's still pretty helpful, still pretty easy to learn. There's also Audacity, which is a pretty simple free program. And there's other free programs out there. And as you get into the professional programs, obviously you're looking at spending more money. And then, you know, depending on what you have, you might want to get some inexpensive condenser mics and maybe a USB audio interface so you can run the audio into your computer, which sounds a little bit complicated, but when you put it all together, it's really not that expensive or difficult to get going with it.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize the microphone thing because I've had people just try to record stuff on the microphones that come in their computers.
No, don't do
it. And they're like, why does it sound so bad? And yeah, you're like, don't do that.
It's going to sound awful.
It's going to sound awful. I mean,
and there's also workarounds with, you know, an inexpensive Zoom recorder or something like that. You can run that into your computer with a USB and kind of use that as a mic. And those are decent. And in your editing software, there's different things you can do with your levels and your EQ to kind of cut down the background noise.
But bottom line, you do not have to be a computer whiz. You do not have to be a gearhead necessarily. You have to have kind of a rudimentary knowledge of how to make this stuff work and a little bit of practice, and you're in the game.
Yep.
So let's talk about topics right now, because there are how many podcasts out there? Millions? Is that fair?
Thousands at least.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
There's a lot. So how difficult is it to build an audience? Because there's so many places, so many shows about the arts, so many shows about this and that. How do you stand out from the crowd?
Well, it is difficult because there's so much out there, and there's so many ways for things to find their way to people, and so many ways for people to find things themselves. And, you know, I think it does help to have a decent, you know, social media presence for your podcast and make sure you're kind of getting out there and using that to converse with people and engage with people. And it's important to have a distinctive take on whatever it is that you're talking about and just offer people something that's a little different from whatever else is out there that's in your same subject area.
So how do you do it at Arts Extract?
Well, I think we try really hard to know our audience and really understand the scope of what we're covering and who we're covering it for. You know, we're something that's pretty focused on the Madison area, so we really try to talk to a lot of people in Madison about it and try to focus on things that are hopefully, you know, relevant to Madison. And, you know, we try to connect with other people in the community who are interested in having the kinds of conversations that we do. And we try to have a distinctive voice and try to have strong opinions. And we try to, you know, put some of our own humor and kind of personal quirks into it. And I think that helps to stand out a bit.
And so how often do you produce a show?
For about a year and a half, we were producing it weekly. Now it's a little bit more sporadic because we've kind of been putting a lot more energy into writing things that kind of go along with the podcast. It's more of a blog with a podcast on the side at this point. Right now, probably about twice a month, I'd say.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask a little bit about that development of the show, because a lot of times when you start a podcast, I think you sort of have an idea when you're first starting it. This is what it's going to be like. We're going to do this and that and the other thing. And all of a sudden, 6 months down the line, it's like, you know what? That's not going to work. Let's throw it out. How did it work for you? What was your development like?
Well, I think the more we thought about, you know, subjects for the podcast and the kinds of things we wanted to cover, you know, we kept having just more ideas that we thought would also be good to talk about outside of the podcast format. And, you know, we also wanted to have a nice balance between sort of the approach that you take when you're writing something and the approach that you take when you're really just having a conversation with a group of people. So I think it was a way to sort of, you know, expand the scope of what we were doing, but without having it all kind of crammed into the podcast format.
Now, a lot of podcasts, when people think of them, they think they're aimed at a niche, a relatively small group of people. And that might be true. But how do you know when you're successful in a podcast? Is it sheer numbers of people, the quality of the response you get? What if you send a podcast out and you get nothing back?
Well, I think that's a different measurement for anybody. You know, I'm sure there's enough people that can realistically make money off of it that I'm sure that's a measurement of success for a lot of people in this. And that can be valid. And I think... for me, I think it's sort of the quality of the response that you get from people. You know, do people seem to care about what you're talking about and what you're adding to the conversation? You know, and are people engaged? You know, I know in the kind of web, you know, journalism world, there's a lot of talk about quote-unquote engagement metrics, which is, you know, which sounds a little kind of puffed up and goofy, but I think it does say a lot about what's important about what you're accomplishing with any kind of media venture.
So for somebody who's got that, they've got the gear, they've got the topic in their head, what advice do you have for them as they sit down to crank out that first podcast? And then I guess more importantly, when they sit down to do the second one after that?
Well, I think it's good to try to be your own best/worst critic and try to be honest with yourself about what you think is working and what's not. You know, really taking the time to self-edit is really important. And also, you know, make sure that you're doing things in a way that you're able to have fun while you're doing it, and that you're able to take advantage of the openness of the format. And, you know, essentially don't be afraid to try things or to put your own, you know, distinctive stamp on things.
So is it as simple as the rules are? There are no rules? I mean, are there some things you would caution people about just staying away from?
You know, I don't know. I think it's a good thing to take risks. And if you screw something up, then try to learn from that and go on.
And the worst thing that can happen is it'll be in the internet forever and somebody can always go back and laugh at it, or?
That's right.
So as you look ahead to the Arts Extract, where do you hope that project goes?
Well, we're basically going to be relaunching it in the fall under a new name, and it's going to again be somewhat more of a daily or mostly daily blog that covers, you know, Madison arts and entertainment. And there's still going to be a podcast element, but we're going to, you know, switch up the way that we use it and keep trying to be flexible with it. Because, you know, as I guess I keep repeating myself on this, that's one of my favorite things about podcasts.
So given what you know right now, is the future of podcasting bright, or is it kind of a fad whose time has come and gone?
I think the future of it is really promising for people who can be enterprising and interesting with it.
That was a very diplomatic answer. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon is the writer and the founder of the Arts Extract podcast.